Santa Rosa Police Chief Ray Navarro is retiring after 3 decades serving Santa Rosa. Joining us now on the KSRO Liveline is Chief Navarro. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So can you tell us about the timing of this decision? Why now?
Yeah, I think the biggest reason for retiring right now is family. You know, we've done a lot of work here at the department, and my wife has been right beside me the whole time, and we've got a couple of grandkids now, so a lot of things have changed in the last year, and so that has been the biggest push to retire. And then the other thing that I took into account is we're in a good position as a department and as a city. We've got some great leadership. We have a new city manager, really excited that the one thing I wish I could have stayed longer to work work for her, but really excited for the team. And then we've got a really good team inside the department. It's in very capable hands. Captain Cregan does an excellent job. And he'll serve the department well under the interim role, and hopefully we'll see what happens in the future. But I think he's got, we're in good shape right now.
All right, Chief. Under your leadership, a couple of major fires here in Santa Rosa, a pandemic, local protests against police brutality. I guess all we were missing maybe was the arrival of a large meteor in Santa Rosa. All of these circumstances so different. What was your leadership like? Was there something that kind of helped all through those different diverse experiences?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was having just a team that was able to adapt and roll with the punches, right? We had a lot of things going on, you're right. I had not thought of a meteor, so that would be an interesting one. But you heard it here first, right? I think the leadership here and the people in the department who were providing the service, I think that was the number one thing that helped me through my tenure as chief. And we had to lean a lot. I had to lean on a lot of people, right? We had good leadership, but we also reached out to the public and worked with community over the last couple of years. And just knowing that we have those strong relationships was very beneficial. So, it has not been an easy job, but the challenges that we've had and the trials, we really look at those as opportunities for growth and to develop and to continue to learn. So, we've done some really good, really great things, and just excited for what lies ahead for the Santa Rosa Police Department and the city as a whole.
Now, in 2020, as Larry mentioned, we did have a lot of protests. People were reconsidering relationships with police departments. Communities were trying to figure this out. In terms of what Santa Rosa has done as a response, bringing in actually the in-response team to help with these nonviolent kinds of crises, what kinds of things do you see going forward as the police department continues to adapt and change?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michelle. We've rolled out the in-response team, and one of the things that I see us doing as quickly as possible is ramping that team up to have more capacity and more time, right? So right now it's a team that's out there 7 days a week for 10 hours a day. I know Captain Cregan has done an excellent job getting that together for us. And, our goal is to make sure we get that up into a 24/7 operation as quickly as possible. And then, I think we're going to be leading the effort in adding capacity. So, rather than just having a couple of cars out there or vehicles out there dealing with, addressing some of these issues, trying to add capacity so there's more in response team members. And then, really looking at how you can make this more of a regional model. And I'm really excited for that. I think the other thing that is really exciting is that we're currently under under some efforts to move forward with a police equitable policing program. And we're working with Seed Collaborative, and we're working with other city departments and also community on this task force. And I'm really excited to, you know, to see what may come out of that. And that was the other reason for the timing. I wanted to wait till May. You know, we're in the middle of some of our meetings, and we're hopefully going to be able to have some recommendations for the city by May. So we're finishing up some work there. It's something I wanted to complete, and I look forward to seeing what plan comes out and see, you know, what we can be, how we can continue improving and working with the community on engagement and on the type of policing that we need here in Santa Rosa.
We appreciate your time this morning, Chief, and congratulations on your retirement.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
That is Chief Ray Navarro.